Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the ninth day of Adar Beis, Tovshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Nedarim, Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel. Previous Mishnah, we said that there's a difference between saying, I'm banning something, I'm making a vow, not having this till Pesach, or till saying, until Pesach will be. If it's it means until the end of Pesach. If it's until Pesach, it means until Pesach will arrive. Now, sometimes there will be no difference between whether he said ad shiyehe or ad. In both cases, it'll be only until it starts. And that'll happen, as we'll soon see in the Mishnah, when there is an unknown finish date. Says the Mishnah, ad hakotzir. A person who says, I'm making a vow, I'm not going to have this to eat until kotzer, until the harvest, which means the wheat harvest, the harvest of produce. Or he says, ad habotzer, until the grape harvest. Or he says, ad hamasik, until the olive harvest. In any of these cases, eino osur, he's not forbidden to eat these things except for the period Ella Ad Shiga. He's only forbidden from eating the food in question until the time of the grain harvest or grape harvest or olive harvest arrives. And the same thing would apply, even though the Mishnah doesn't say this, the same thing would apply if he would have said Ad Sheyehei HaKotzer, until there will be the harvest, or until there will be the grape harvest, or ad shehei amasik, then too, he's only prohibited ad sheyagia. What's the reason? And the reason is, as we'll soon see in the Mishnah, zeha klal, this is the rule the Chachamim made. Kol shezmano kavua, anything that has a fixed time, Pesach, lasts for 7 days, or 8 days, chutzaretz, or other Yom Tovim, well, you know there's a definite end date. Omar, if he says ad shiyehei, osur ad shiyeitz, then ad shiyagia. If he said until it arrives, then he's only osur ad shiyagia, until it starts Pesach or Sukkot. Omar ad shiyehei, if he says until it will be, osur ad shiyeitz, then he's also prohibited to have the food until it's finished. But that's only because there was a zman kavua. There's a definite end date. But when there is an unknown quantity, you just don't know exactly when the last day of that period is. For example, harvest. Harvest can finish earlier one day, one season, or a bit later one season. Sometimes it goes longer, sometimes shorter. Depends on the yield of the produce of the field. Then, Bein Omar Ad Sheyehei, whether he said, I'm making a vow not to have it until it will be, Bein Omar Ad Sheyehei, whether he said until it arrives, In both cases, einoi osur elad shegia. He's only forbidden in that food until it arrives. Why? And that's because we say that the one who made the vow would not have made his vow dependent on something that's uncertain, unknown. And if he said it in reference to some event that there's not this definite end date, he meant till the beginning of that event. Mishnah Dalet. Ad HaKayitz. If a person says that he's making it also like a korban, any food, or this particular food, until the Kayitz. Or he says, Ad Sheher Kayitz, until Kayitz will be. Well, the Kayitz is the time where the figs become fully ripe and they start collecting them. But how long does that season go for? Unknown. So therefore, whether he said ad or ad sheyehei, in both cases, he's only prohibited ad sheyaschil ha'om l'hachnis b'kalkolis. He's only prohibited in that food until the people start to bring the figs in that have been taken off the tree in baskets. Basically, when the figs are already, most of the figs are already ripe, and now people are bringing them in baskets. Ad sheya'avoyer hakayitz. But what happens if he says explicitly, I'm banning myself having this food, I'm making a vow, I'll not have this food, until the kayitz is over? Well, if he says until it's over, ad sheya'avoyer, then clearly there's no mistake in what he meant. And then you have to wait till the end of the season, which is ad sheyakaplu hamiktsoyos. Then he's prohibited until they are ready folding up all the knives. That's one pshat. The knives that they used to cut the figs and make pressed rolls or pressed circular fig cakes. In the end of the summer, they used to, end of the kites that season, they would fold all these knives and put them in their scabbard to keep them for the next year. That's how Rashi learns and Tiferes Yisrael. Others learn that until they fold the miktos means the mats. There were mats that they used to spread out in the field and dry the figs on them. When they start to roll up these mats and leave them for the next year, that's a sign that the season of that kites is over, of that harvesting of the figs. Ada kotze. What happens if he makes a ban on a particular food? He makes a vow not going to eat it until the kotze, the harvest. Well, he's prohibited ad sheyaschil ha'om liktzer k'tzir chitin. He's only forbidden until the people start to harvest the wheat. But not the harvest of the barley. It's determined by the start of the wheat harvest. And why is that? Because most people, when they say kotzir harvest, they refer to the wheat harvest that was used more for human consumption. The harvest of the barley was used for other things. Hakol afi mekom nidro. But really, everything depends on the place that he made the neder in. You follow what do people understand by the words he used in his vow in the place he made the vow. Say, for example, if in the particular place that he made the vow, the people there refer to the barley harvest as kotzir, and he said, I'm making it out, I will not eat this food until the kotzir, then he would be also prohibited until the people start the harvest of the barley. Similarly, continues the Mishnah, Im hoyo bahar, if he made the vow while he was in a mountain, on a mountain, where the time of the kotzir there, the time of the harvest there is later than the time of the harvest that takes place in a valley, then he's forbidden until the time of the kotzir. Bahar, you follow the time, the season as it is in the mountain. And even though the person who made that vow happens to be now sitting or living in the valley, doesn't matter. We go by what was the place in which he made the neder. Vimhoya babika, and if he was in a valley at the time he made the neder, where there the harvest of the starts earlier than it does in other places, then babika, then he's prohibited only until the time of the kotzir in the bika, the time of the harvest in the valley.